So, the Earth Goddess has promised to lean with her head against the soles of the feet of the monk who is preaching the Dharma. So what else does she promise? She promises that she will feed on the nectar juice of the Dharma. That is to say, she promises that she will derive spiritual nourishment from the Dharma, spiritual nourishment from the golden light. She promises that she will do homage, that she will rejoice, that she will increase the savour of the earth. She will make the earth stronger, so that trees, flowers, fruits, crops will be made stronger. Not only stronger, but more tasty, more beautiful, and more abundant. She promises all this. Not only that, the fact that the fruits and so on that the earth produces are more tasty, more beautiful, more abundant, will affect the people who live on these things. They will increase, she says, their longevity, their strength, their complexion, and senses. And they will then perform the numerous hundreds of thousands of activities appropriate to the earth. They will be devoted, she says. They will be thorough. They will do acts that have to be done with power. Thus, the whole of Jambudvipa will become peaceful and prosperous. People will be happy. They will be endowed, she says, with brilliance, power, complexion and form. And their thoughts will then turn to the Sutra of Golden Light. They will approach members of the spiritual community, will approach them with a pure mind, and they will ask them to expound the Sutra. And when the Sutra is being expounded, she herself, the Earth Goddess, Dhridha, together with her retinue, will become stronger and more powerful. The words she uses are almost the same as those used by the four great kings. She says, in our body there will be produced great power, fortitude and strength, brilliance, glory and fortune will enter our body. She will be satisfied, she says, with the nectar juice of the Dharma. And the earth will increase its savour, will become stronger. People who are dependent on the earth will increase and grow. They will experience various pleasures, various enjoyments. So, everybody should be grateful to the earth, grateful to the Earth Goddess, who has made all these things possible. They should also listen to the Sutra, should listen to it respectfully. When they've listened to it, they'll talk about it. They'll rejoice that they've heard the Dharma, rejoice that they've acquired merit, rejoice that they've pleased the Buddhas. They will also rejoice that they've escaped rebirth in lower states, that is to say, rebirth in hell as an animal in the world of Yama and among the hungry ghosts. They will rejoice, she says, that they're assured of rebirth among gods and men. Not only that, the goddess hopes that after hearing the Sutra, people will tell their friends and neighbours about it, will tell them whatever they remember of its teaching. When they do this, the earth will become stronger, people will become stronger, they'll be blessed, they'll have great wealth and great enjoyment, but they will be devoted to liberality, to dana, they'll have faith in the three jewels.